You're listening to Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio. Hi, I'm Christina Cuevas. 7 years ago, I went through a divorce and it completely turned my world upside down, and I'm so glad it did. I documented my healing to share information with other women going through their own divorce journey. And now, with thousands of downloads around the world from divorced women just like you, I'm here to show you how to ditch the shame around divorce and finally heal so that you can regain the confidence to create your most abundant and joyful future. I'm so glad you're here. This is Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio. What is up, my divorced queens? I am back with another episode. I'm Christina. This is Rebuilding You, Empowered Healing for Divorced Women. And today we're going to be going over 7 essential lists that every divorced woman needs to live her best life. And these are lists that I use on the daily to really help me in my evolution, in my up-leveling, in being able to get to where I'm going. All of the goals that we have, they're so important. All of the dreams and the visions that we have for ourselves, like if we can dream it, it can absolutely happen for us. We just need to have plans to get there. And for me, that is lists. Keeping lists around me as part of my daily routine and things that I can consistently reference make all of the difference. Also, crossing off something on a list is like the best feeling in the world, especially going through a divorce. Like, we need all the wins that we can get. And so crossing things off of my list are just so rewarding for me. They are motivating because they let me know, A, I did it, B, I can do it, and C, I can do it again. Right? It makes it help us to see our progress with different things. And I just love lists so much. For any of my fellow list girlies out there, like, this is for you. And if you are not a list person, this is definitely an invitation to start helping get your life more organized with some of these lists and really encourage you to take action. And so whether you're a list girly or not, or you're starting to cultivate, or you want to call in cultivating things and setting up a plan for success, definitely let me know. Tag me over on IG at Her Heart Heals and send me what lists you're working on. Let me know what you've crossed off. I want to celebrate your wins with you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, the link is in the show notes, but I go a lot deeper on so many topics on a weekly basis where I provide a lot of insight there, a lot of coaching, and it's all for free. So if you haven't signed up yet, I just wanted to remind you to sign up for the newsletter and get on my list. You also will get access to anything that's early bird pricing for any of the programs or the downloads or the products that I have to help you in your evolution. Okay, let's go ahead and get to it. So the first list that I want to talk about is your emotional toolkit list. So this list is something that I have on my notes in my phone at my fingertips that include everything that I need to get through an emotional challenging time. So I have a therapist, and it's not always easy to schedule a last minute call when something happens and I'm like deep in my feelings, when I'm emotionally overwhelmed. And so when emotions come over me, it's hard to also think rationally. I am sure you guys can relate. So I have my list that I created ahead of time that has some affirmations that I really love, the things that I want to cultivate within myself, things that I know sort of are my areas that I'm working on, podcast episodes that I bookmark or love and can easily go to them that will kind of help guide me through my feeling, a list of audiobooks that I can play, and things that I know will make me feel better. And with that, I mean certain types of movement and encouragement notes that I write to myself in anticipation of these moments, because these happen to every single person, but this is now at our fingertips so that when we're deep in it, we can open up this list and go through it and really be able to encourage ourselves and cultivate that relationship of strength to help us be our own cheerleader and our own hero to carry us through and our own healer in our evolution and transformation after divorce.
As you may know, one of the ways I love helping divorced women thrive is by using divorce as the catalyst to take back their power and get back to being that high-achieving, goal-oriented woman ready to conquer the world. If you're tired of feeling stuck or lost after divorce, you seriously need to consider how you're looking at divorce. Yes, you heard that right. You don't think you went through all of that for nothing, did you? There is a right and wrong way in how you do this, which is why I created a brand new masterclass, The Secret to Healing and Achieving Success After Divorce. Inside this class, you'll learn my method to heal from divorce and all the secrets to achieving success as a divorced woman at the same time. We're not going to be offering this forever, though, so don't wait. Click the link in the show notes to sign up for the waitlist for this free training or head to herheartheals.com/masterclass.
Another list that's really important is a personal development list. Things that are helping you grow, things that you're curious about that you want to learn. I feel like I'm a lifelong learner. I absolutely love learning about anything and everything. Like lately, one of the things that I'm finding really enjoyable is learning about beekeeping. Bees are absolutely fascinating, you guys, okay? I'm learning a lot about what they do and the items and the nutritional benefits of all of the items that bees produce and really just working in conjunction with the bees. But anyway, we'll leave the bee talk for later. But, you know, having a personal development list of things that I want to learn about, having books, audiobooks, and podcasts, lists of things. So this is not sponsored, by the way, but having an Audible account, or if you have an iPhone, you can like bookmark books that you can read. So then that way you can start incorporating that into your daily routine of like, let's say it, something that you want to add into your routine is like 10 minutes of reading every night. You already have these books that you can go to that you know are going to help you grow. They're going to help you learn more and really expand your mind and helping you evolve. Another list is a financial budget list. So being financially secure is a really big trauma for me, especially after divorce. It really triggered me. And so mastering my relationship with money has taken so much time, but it would have gone a lot faster had I implemented a budget list a lot sooner. And so I actually used to feel like budgeting made me feel like I was in lack. And I've learned that it's actually the opposite. So that's a big reason as to why I put off budgeting before, because it's almost like if I know that I have to budget, I felt poor. But having and sticking to a budget and really seeing my savings grow and knowing the goals that I have for myself. And it actually started with having a 401k and starting to invest in there and seeing that money grow over time has really invigorated me to wanting to dive deeper into my financial budget. It's encouraging me to save more so that I could put more into my 401k so that I could see it grow. And it's been really empowering and healing for my trauma all around feeling financially secure. Like my goal is to be financially independent one day, to where if something were to happen to my career or my job, like I don't have to ever go back to that like holy crap emotional survival mode that I did when I was in divorce and didn't have a job, I didn't have any savings, and I really had to start from the ground up. This will allow me to have that cushion there so that I could support myself. And that has been really empowering. So I actually created my own budget where every single month. I use it to track my expenses, my savings, my credit score, my financial goals. I don't know if I've ever shared this before, but my career, like my corporate day job, is all in the financial world. I've been in mortgage finance and the credit world for almost 25 years. And so I've learned a lot about how to improve my credit score, things that I need, things that impact my credit score and why and how much it's going to impact. And so I've been able to really build my credit like almost by like 300 points, no joke, in like 6 or 7 months. And in that, I also have been able to calculate like my savings goals, my expenses. And so I actually created my own digital calculator and spreadsheet where it calculates all of that for you. So if you want access, be sure to check out my store. You can access it through the link in the show notes where you can download my calculator that I use every single month instantly, and you can start using this for yourself too. Another list that is really important for me is a music playlist. I love a playlist for working out, playlist for what I need to feel happy and cheerful. I have a playlist for vacuuming the house, and this is not sponsored, but I just want to take this opportunity to celebrate Spotify and really what they've done around playlists. I used to be an Apple iTunes girly or Apple Music girly, and my boyfriend actually got me into using Spotify, and man, they just create some of the best lists. Like, I was listening to a music list earlier and it was called like acid jazz. It was like a mix of hip hop beats and jazz music and soul music. And oh my gosh, like I have been able to discover so many cool sounds and artists and vibes, and there's a playlist for every single vibe. So if you like creating your own playlist, you can do that as well on Spotify. But music playlists are huge for me. Another one that's important that I wanted to cover is a grocery go-to list. I have a tendency to emotionally overeat, whether it is for something that is great and I feel like celebrating, I want to eat. If it's something bad and I'm stressed out or I'm depressed, I want to eat. So keeping a list of items that are my go-tos help me to nourish my body and support my nutritional goals. Pro tip though, don't make this list when you're hungry, because you're going to add like all of the things. So like one thing, I'm not gluten sensitive. I just notice a huge difference in my body when I don't eat gluten. And so I'm trying to like be better about doing more grain-free, and then I'm also trying to do better about like eating whole foods and like nutritious meals. And so having a grocery go-to list helps to kind of keep that in check, so that whatever's at home, I do all my purchases off of my list, and then anything extra, like let's say 1 week I want to get ice cream or something like that, like I can just add it as I'm feeling it in the moment. But having a grocery go-to list just makes it so much easier to go through everything. So I definitely want to encourage you guys to do a grocery list. The next one, this is a fun one. It's inspo list. And you guys, I've been like, I should really check in all these people to help sponsor me, like Spotify. But the next one is Pinterest. Man, so having an inspo list, projects that you want to work on, aesthetic vibes, vacations that you want to go on, goals, things that you're trying to manifest or call in to your life. I absolutely love having lists around all of these things. I keep a list also in like the notes in my phone where I'll add in certain links to like dream homes or home listings that I like. But really, Pinterest is a great way to kind of keep a board and have just like a visual vision board there. It's a fun way, an easy way to just go through. You can type in all kinds of fun stuff. But that Pinterest is typically like my vision board inspo. So highly, highly recommend that tool. It's free if you don't use Pinterest. And then lastly, which I think is the most important thing, it's a to-do list. It's a to-do list, okay? Literally brain dump the night before everything that I need to do so that I can sleep soundly and then wake up and plan my day around this list that's already done the night before. I cannot tell you how much this has helped with my mental health, with my productivity, and with being able to like have this sense of accomplishment. Like, it is the daily list that my life sort of revolves around. And when I talked about at the beginning of this episode, like the satisfaction of crossing it off, it's so motivating. And I'd love to hear from you if you already incorporate to-do lists. And I just want to encourage you to really get down to the nitty-gritty. An app that I use to keep all of my lists combined with like my schedule is, I use Google Calendar. They have a great feature where you can add a task on there. And so the tasks roll over each day. If you don't, like, let's say you don't get to something on your to-do list, it'll roll over to the next day. And oh, it's just the greatest thing to like mark it. They have like a little completed button. Best feeling in the world. So that at the end of the day, you're like, damn, I was so productive. I did these like two big things that I've had on my list. Or you can also see things that you're putting off. You can plan and add stuff to your to-do list in advance. Again, here I go plugging like all the big brands, but I'm not going to gatekeep the things that I use. So Google Calendar is really, really great for your to-do list. You can also keep it in your phone. Crap, I even would write down my list. Sometimes even just like physically crossing it off is just the best feeling in the world. But those are all of the lists that I keep that I feel are truly essential to help me be the best version of myself and to help me evolve into the person that I want to be and call in these goals and help me manifest and attract my best life as a divorced woman. And so I hope this helped you. And I, like I said, I want to encourage you. I'm holding you accountable. Do one of these lists. Watch it change your life. I'm telling you, and I want to hear from you. So be sure to let me know. You can email me, find me on Instagram, DM me. Let me know what list you're working on. Let me know what list changed you, changed your vibe, and if I can support you in any way with any of these lists. But I am truly here pouring in to you, to your support you for your greatest good and really help you evolve into the best version of yourself that I know that you can be. You deserve it. And hopefully these lists will help get you there a little bit easier. I'm sending you all my love, all my encouragement. You got this, girl. I'm here for you. And until next time, bye.
Hey listeners, Christina here. If you haven't figured it out by now, going through divorce can be the catalyst to the life of your dreams, where you can find the most authentic version of yourself and become financially free in the process. Think about it. What else allows you to build the foundation to a life that you love and then continuing to reap the benefits, as in being confident in who you are, feeling secure in your life, and then attracting things that complement your already amazing life and never losing sight of that? The problem is, if you don't have the right strategy for rebuilding a life greater than you've ever known before, it can be a lot of work with little results, but not at Her Heart Heals. This free training that kicks off next week shows you a radically different approach to designing, building, and living a wildly abundant life where you see results from the get-go. Plus, you're going to get my exact proven strategies that are getting results for my clients right now. This is the free training if you're in the middle of divorce or several years out of divorce. This is the training that's going to change everything for you. So all you need to do is head over to the link in the show notes and join the priority list right now. Once you do that, there's a ton of additional training and a limited time bonus that's going to blow your mind. You don't even have to pause this episode. Go to the show notes and click on the masterclass link. And thanks so much. We'll see you next week, if not sooner.